All right, welcome back to In Depth for one final interview on this Sunday morning. And in the studio is Deborah Walker from Pine Nut Wild Horse Advocates. Deborah, hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So tell me about what you do. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory in the title, but tell me what you do.
All right, we started our organization in 2011-2012 time frame. Out in Fish Springs, we have wild horses. There have always been wild horses there. They had been rounded up in previous years, and they were about to round them up again. And at this point, the community called a meeting, the community of Fish Springs and surrounding areas called a meeting and decided that they really wanted to do something different, that they wanted the horses out there, the vast majority of them.
Right.
So along with American Wild Horse Campaign, we entered an agreement with the local BLM to use a fertility control program to balance the numbers that are out on the range between the deaths and the births.
Right.
And so that's basically how our program started.
Okay, very cool. How long have you been a part of it? Since the beginning?
Since the
beginning. I got that sense from you. You're a veteran. You know what's up.
I don't know everything, but I've been working at it since then.
Yeah. So how's it been? I guess how's the process been going? How's the journey been with these wild horses?
Well, it's been kind of up and down because we started the program. It was going great. And then there are people who don't like the fertility control program. They basically are advocates for just letting them be completely unchecked.
Okay.
And where in a perfect world, that might work.
Right. But this is not a perfect
world. This is not a perfect world. And you've got, you know, urban sprawl. You've got highways going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got multiple use land. So our group focuses on what's the common sense solution. And the common sense solution for us was fertility control. And so it was working, and these groups decided, we don't want you doing this anymore. So they started filing lawsuits against the BLM.
Oh, okay.
So on two different occasions, our program was stopped. Well, when it stops, that really kind of gives us two generations of foals.
Mm-hmm.
And because it takes about 2 years for the program to work the way that it's designed to work.
Okay.
So so then we went back in and started playing catch up again.
Hmm.
And then as Mother Nature would have it, we had and I know that the propaganda against the wild horses is that they have no natural predators, which is absolutely untrue. They actually mountain lions are a natural predator.
Really?
And they will take the you know, the slow, the weak, the injured, but they also will take foals. We don't have them right now in our area. They've moved to another area, but we had 18 foals taken out of, I believe, 22. So we have three foals left after last year, and they were taken by the natural predators.
Wow.
Which, as sad as that may be, like, oh, the poor babies, I get that. But on the other hand, the range was working exactly how it was designed to work.
Right.
So as long as we have predators out there, nature will keep itself
kinda
in check.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm saying that to say that that helped balance when we weren't able to dart. But then, we were stopped again. And so we, had another 2 years of foals and so forth. So we're still playing catch up right now. However, the darting team I'm on Wayne is, we've darted almost every mare and filly on our range now, with the exception of a couple that are just a little tougher to get, but we, continue to work on it. So that's where we stand right now.
Okay. And you mentioned before we started recording some sort of national program that we're trying to set up, or what was the deal with that?
Well, there's a lot of advocacy groups like ours who do the same fertility control program and successfully work with their local BLM, which is really the way to go.
Yeah.
It should be kind of a collaborative
Definitely.
Partnership, which, we initially were getting together with Congressman Amadei to get something like that going, and then it just basically was dropped, which is sad because I think it has to be all the interested parties need to come together and decide how we're going to go
hash
forward.
It out.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't look, the vast majority of Americans like the wild horses out there. And that's great. And
I know,
I do too.
Yeah.
Right. And the vast majority do. But we need to have common sense as well, because there's other interested parties involved. Mm-hmm. And as far as the wild horses go, we really just want a fair shake. I was going to share with you that the BLM has 245 million acres. 155 million acres is where they permit livestock.
Okay.
27 million acres is where they permit wild horses.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terribly unfair.
Yeah.
And so we're not saying no more cows, no more sheep,
right.
no more drilling,
but
no
just
more
make
whatever.
It a little more.
Yeah, make
even.
It make it fair. And mm-hmm. that's where we would like to come to the table and say make it fair. And we want to close down the propaganda of them being feral or astray or destroying the land or
right.
and many of the other tools that have been used against the wild horses that, you know, that just are untrue, basically.
Gotcha. Well, they can dispel any rumors that might be about wild horses. They can find out more about you online, right?
Oh, they can. We okay. usually post most of our scientific, and it's not scientific articles that we've done. They're non-biased
yeah,
scientific.
Yeah, they're independent.
Right,
sources.
Exactly. Okay. And those are posted on our website at www.wildhorseadvocates.org.
Okay.
And then on our Facebook and Instagram, we're Pine Nut Wild Horse Advocates.
Wonderful.
So we have a lot of information. And if they have questions, they can message us. They can call us. We can take them out and show them the land and talk to them and educate them. And that's part of what our mission is.
Wonderful. All right. Well, is there anything we didn't hit that you'd like to mention real quick?
I would just like to encourage people to call their senators and congressmen and tell them that they are not for the mass killing of wild horses and burros in holding and soon to be in holding, and that we do not want these horses sterilized, geldings or mares, because it takes the wild out of them that they
right.
need to survive. So I would say those are the two big things. Help us out by doing that.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you for putting that out there.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Deborah Walker from Pine Nut Wild Horse Advocates. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.